Catching up with Indiana men's soccer coach Todd Yeagley. Hey, winning streak, two in a row, my friend. We haven't done that all year long, but it sounds weird to say out loud. But, well, this makes for a good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Glass. Yeah, the ties and usually we're stringing a lot of wins together, but as we know, the ties and obviously a couple of fortunate losses. The same question last night the media asked, how does it feel to have, is there something that's turned? And I we're just scoring goals. We're playing pretty similar. We're just converting. So it's obviously great to get the wins, and this is the time of year you need everything to come together.
2-0-1 in the first three matches of October. The tie with Kentucky and Lexington to start the month last week. Then a big win, ranked Penn State on Jeffrey Field in Happy Valley. Sam Sarver was rewarded with the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week for scoring both of your goals. I know you're disappointed in probably how Penn State scored, but I thought the first half an hour in that match was just exceptional from your crew. Plenty of space to move, guys playing through the lines, chance after chance. And it was nice to see a couple of them go in the back of the net.
It was. I thought we had good control of the game. Penn State is not an easy place to get a result. They're a good team. It's a game they're obviously very up for. And, we obviously had a lot to play for, as they do at this point. Everyone's got their positioning. And, first day game, I thought the noon kick was kind of nice. The temperatures were good. It was a fun game, Glass. And our guys did. They came out in a good place. The first half, I thought we were really clean. The mentality flip and at halftime was more like, we're 2-0, and all of a sudden now we're 1-1 with the penalty conversion, and that could have rattled the group. And so we had to, they were in a good place, but we did have to have a little chat at halftime, talk about all the good things we're doing, and just say, hey, it's even. We play like that, we're going to get another goal. And we got it pretty quick, and we're able to, I wouldn't say hold on. I thought we controlled still most of the game. The flurries at the end are part of what happens in our sport. They're putting everyone forward, goalkeepers in the box for for restarts. And credit them. I thought their freshman forward, was doing very well out wide left and kind of carved us up a few times and did hit a couple balls in the box that posed some danger. But certainly not any much more danger than we were getting. Kind of in that last 20-some minutes, we get that extra goal, it's over. But, you got to find ways to win tight. There will be a game, hopefully, down the line that, you got a 3-0 lead and you can kind of cruise to the finish line. But that hasn't come about yet, but we're certainly looking for those.
Indiana head soccer coach Todd Yeagley joining us this afternoon. And we talked last week about maybe not having some of that luck go in your direction. You get awarded a penalty in this game. You had the crossbar save you. You had a point-blank header that your goalkeeper made an excellent save. There's nothing you can do to fix that luck. But wasn't it nice just to have a couple on your side finally?
It does. It does, yeah. And coming in the same game or moments when you need it, you hit on the head. I mean, the post can be your friend, the crossbar in our case. And then obviously JT being in the right spot on the back post when that ball got flicked through. It wasn't a huge margin to look at, but he was there to make the play. But pleased in the performance. Obviously great outcome. And I think the guys, although they were confident, I think it's coming together. And we're spending a lot of time in the final third getting, our final pass. I think last night, The ball that Sammy gave to Patty was a good example of us being a little more clinical with our last thought, not only just the pass, but then Patty with the right foot, all the weight was on the pass. All he had to do was just, again, use proper club, and he put it home. And that was a really good sign because, if you can remember, Glass, that finish was going over the post earlier in the year.
Right.
For a field goal a few times. So we really are putting a lot of emphasis on it, and I think the guys understand that we may not get four of those. We got to be really good with everyone we get, knowing that that could be the best chance we get of the game.
2-1 winners at Penn State on the road in Big Ten play. 2-0 winners Wednesday night in the Lightning Bowl over at Jerry Yeagley Field, Bill Armstrong Stadium. But shuffled some of the pieces on the chessboard in Happy Valley on Saturday. There's Big Hugo Bacharach roaming midfield. What caused that change? And I would hope you were pleasantly, not surprised, but pleased with how Hugo ran the show there.
He did. He played very well. And we had started tinkering with that a few weeks prior with the form of Jansen, Miller, and knowing that if we don't play a five back, you know, how do we get, you know, Joey, Hugo, and Jansen the field? You want to put your hottest, best guys, difference players in different ways with Hugo, his size, his technique, his ability to surge forward, all the things that, you know, to me in the midfield would allow him occasionally his bit of his kryptonite at times this year has been trying to make a play that he shouldn't make or being a little overly aggressive on a combination or over rotating. And as a center back, those can be the Washington goal, you know, and that can hurt you. In midfield, you have another line to protect you if you in fact get you know, played out of the game on one of those situations. So it all kind of lined up and we kind of tinkered with it. But quite honestly, I mean, we took a lot of trust that he could do the job, and we did some video sessions with him. He's a quick learner. He's a smart player, and he really did change kind of the feel of our team in the middle. His length, just kind of on a second goal, his ability to pick up second balls and just, you know, pick off a pass because he's got an extra and a foot with his length. He is athletic in the open field. Guys somewhat bounce off of him. I thought his assists were class. It looked like another next-level player surging forward. And we've been missing that a little bit in our midfield, even though we've been playing well. We needed a little bit more production, whether that's, again, breaking down a defense to make the final pass or just being a little more clinical with our second balls and being a little bit more physical and athletic at times. And Hugo brings that. So really, really, really pleased. It feels good. It looks good. And it, again, gives us our team a new dimension at this point of the year.
Todd Yeagley, head coach, Indiana men's soccer. Brett Beebe is back. How does that help? Well, now you've got almost six players for those back four and the two holding positions that you can rotate through. Nothing wrong with having some depth here almost in the middle of October.
That's the good news with, you know, having a knock. We got a Brecken Menzies some minutes. He's really surging well. You know, hasn't played since the Michigan State game, but he's right on the cusp. Obviously, it's gotten Joel Demian some time, so if we need him again with Brett's injury, we've had to put Jansen at right back. Can we do that in another game if the tactics call for it? Yes, he won't feel out of place. Those are all good things. You know, when you do take a knock, you figure out you're forced to make some plays that if you're playing well, I mean, guys are in good form, and we're not one to overreact on a result or a tie. If the performance is good, we're not going to make a change just to make a change. And so that was positive. But getting BB back, he's been one of our most consistent players in his time here. He's so reliable. He knows how we move. He knows how things go with our group. He's good going forward. He's one of our best defenders. He's just really, really cagey. So, yes, getting him back has been great. Allows us to, again, be more aggressive in other parts of the field. And I like where we develop some depth with this time out. Let's just keep him healthy and have all assets to choose from now.
Last night, Wednesday night, obviously, Evansville non-conference opponent. Gives you a little bit more momentum going into another conference game coming up. Another noon game. Sunday, Bill Armstrong Field, Jerry Yeagley, or Bill Armstrong Stadium, Jerry Yeagley Field here in Bloomington. Ohio State is in town. There's not much mystery of what's left to do in the regular season of the Big Ten, is there?
No, we're at the halfway point. Class, we chatted this morning about it. This is the same record we had at the turn. You know, we're at halftime of the Big Ten season. Although we're over halftime of the season, we have four remaining of our eight, two at home, two away. And we had a chance to win the Big Ten title at home with the same record at the halfway point. And why can't that be the same case? A lot of things we have to get done well. But I think in this conference with the parity, I don't think the teams in front of us are going to walk to the top. There's going to be probably a stumble. And obviously we can control a few of those teams, just head-to-head games. But, it's four results, and it's one at a time. And I'm very confident we can get those results and surge towards the top of the table. And then you obviously need to get some help. But I like where the group is. Ohio State's a very good team, much better than their record. They had a slew of injuries to start the year. They're getting them back and healthy, of course, just in time for when we play them. I'd like to play them a little earlier in the year, but that's the way it is. So, yeah, they're going to be a tough opponent. Obviously, Brian knows our team inside and out and knows how we do things. So it's going to be a fun match. They're good. They like to play. And I think the guys know what's ahead of them, and it's all in front. And margins are tight, as we said earlier. Margins are tighter now. But there's no reason why we can't make a really wonderful surge here at the end of the year to put ourselves in great position.
Lawrence Wooten has been at Ohio State since 1987. He brings some serious experience there, scores the goals for him. How do you set up what you are going to do to slow him down and slow Ohio State's attack down on Sunday lunchtime?
Yeah, Wooten is everywhere. They give him a pretty free role in the midfield to pop deep, to help build. He'll pop high as almost like a second 10. His distribution is excellent. He can open the field up. He can surge. He can drive with the ball. He's a complete midfielder. That's why he's been one of the top midfielders in our conference for several years. And we just need to limit his impact. You know, we're not going to man mark him and follow him on the field, but we are going to be very close quarters on where he's moving. And they have some other guys that are dangerous. Both their wide midfielders are crafty and shifty. Their outside backs get forward. They have some attackers now back healthy with the English kid now back. They're good. It's a good team. So we're like I always tell our guys, you know, we feel our best beats their best, and that's what we have to shoot for and have to be really sharp in the day. But Wooten will be a big focus class, and it does seem like he's been there since 1987. but that's the way a lot of these – it's not even his COVID year, I don't think, but it still feels like – he's just been so good as a true freshman. So we've seen a lot of him, and it's a credit to the kid. He's a very nice player.
Maloon Gambale has been on your squad for quite a long period of time. He got a ton of minutes as a freshman as well. Boy, knocking on the door, knock 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 knock. Wednesday night, just couldn't punch one in. But that activity has to make you happy again. Another prong of your attack that's sharpening as October is up and running.
Yeah, I mean, Maloon's, if we would have converted the Sammy's service to Maloon's left foot volley from, yes, not an easy finish with your non-dominant, I mean, that goalie made an unbelievable, one of the nicest saves I've seen in a long time. What a great goal that would have been for Maloon to kind of punch through, almost in the sense of, you know, Maloon, you know, his spectacular goal at Greensboro last year, McGlass, you remember that one? It's like, Maloon, we can get the easy ones, too. We don't need to score the spectacular. But no, I mean, it's a shame that we didn't score that. And our guys did everything right. That's where you tip your hat and go, okay, that keeper made an unbelievable save. But Sammy's service was spot on. Maloon, to use the inside of your foot when the ball's coming across your body with your non-dominant is no joke. That's a really tough finish to keep one on frame and one with good pace out of the air. Thought it was really good, and he had a couple other chances. I thought he was, you know, one got blocked, one just went wide. Maloon's knocking the doorstep. Tommy's knocking the doorstep, Glass. It's coming. Carson got now a couple, which is good. Sammy's been consistent. Collins, I think, still has another gear that he can find. I think as he gets settled in, and if those guys find those extra gears and we unlock a few of these attackers and we start scoring restart goals, then it all comes together. And it doesn't mean we're blowing through teams, but it means that, you know, one of those facets gets turned on a little bit. And the difference is, you know, we played great against Marshall last year as an example, but the restart was the goal, the corner kick. And, you know, we could have said, man, we played really, really well. We did, but that was the difference. And we still have to win some games with maybe scoring an attacking restart. And we're working hard at it. It's just been harder to come by.
Noon Sunday, Ohio State, Big Ten activity, Bill Armstrong Stadium, Jerry Yeagley Field. Then it's a little break in the midweek as you go to College Park a week from Friday, October 20th. Then to Chicago on the 24th for Northwestern, home for Trine on the 27th, and Rutgers will end the Big Ten regular season the 29th at home, Bill Armstrong Stadium. All right, take care of business on the weekend, buddy, and I hope when we talk next week we're on a three-game winning streak and flying even higher than we are here on a late week this week.
Love it. Thanks, Glass.
Todd Yeagley, Indiana men's soccer head coach, two in a row. Boys are heating up. Red October. Yeah, I like the sound of that. Ohio State Sunday at noon. Another day game. They'll come out firing just like they did at Penn State as well. And we wish the Hoosiers the best of luck moving forward.